Buongiorno, signore e signori. I was informed by Adriano that somebody had claimed I had retired, and I assure you that's not true. And I have two very good reasons for that. First, I'm not old, not old enough to be retired, and then I enjoy part of my work, especially these workshops.
I'm at age now
70.
It's not 65 anymore.
Oh, I'm closer to 65 than 75. Okay. But yes, this is about Trichinella and species in change in Finland. We all know this this illustration of Trichinella cycles by CDC, which separates between domestic cycle and the sylvatic cycle. And the domestic cycle, it's actually about Trichinella spiralis species, while the sylvatic cycle involves several species. In Europe, it's mostly Trichinella britovi and Trichinella nativa. In Finland, we have had domestic cycle Trichinella spiralis in swine, so that the first cases they were early 1950s, and then in the early 1980s we started to have an increase of infected swine in Finland, and as you can see in this, the top number, about 220 swine infected a year. It was 1995 or 96, either, or I'm not fully sure. And well, after that there was a sharp decline. And why was that? In 1995, Finland joined the European Union, and there probably was a European Union directive against Trichinella, which has affected. Well, that's not fully true, but indirectly, at least, it affected quite a lot. The number of swine, as I told, during the early 1980s, it started when we found the increase of infected swine in Finland. The population had gone bigger. So this figure here shows how many thousands of swine we had in Finland simultaneously. But what happened after Finland joined the European Union is illustrated here. This line here illustrates the number of swine per swine farm. So typically 1995 there were 200 swine per farm, and 13 years later there were 600, and now I don't know. I tried to find that, but definitely more than 1,000. And before we joined the Union, this was typical of Finnish swine industry. The pigs could go out, roam out, and have fun. Well, this is what the European Union has done to Finnish swine. And what also has happened was that landfill was kind of banned. So virtually nothing is now put on the landfill. So waste is burnt. In 2006, quite a lot of landfill was used, and recycling was, of course, that was encouraged by officials, and very little energy was produced from waste, Now, landfills have disappeared, they are burned. Wastes are burned, and recycling has increased a bit. But what this has caused was there's no niche for landfill rats anymore. So rats have urbanized in Finland, like I guess all over the world. This is not urban Finland, this is a very much urban something. And Finland is part of the boreal taiga region. We have a lot of taiga fauna in the country. These animal species I have put here, we have found them all infected by trichinella in our country. So it's carnivorous animals. Maybe we would find some herbivores also if we examined them. This is carnivorous and omnivorous, but we have a lot of trichinella in Finland, and trichinella has been regarded as paradise for the trichinella parasite. But what has been typical in Finland is that we have trichinella spiralis in wildlife. Trichinella spiralis is here, it's striped like this here. So about 12-15% of wildlife trichinella isolates have been trichinella spiralis species. And that is why I have argued against the separate domestic and the wildlife sylvatic cycles, because there's so much overlapping. Well, that was before. During the latest last 10 to 15 years, when we have got isolated our trichinella species identified, our trichinella isolates here at ISS, there's virtually no spiralis in wildlife anymore. So it has been noticed also when we published last year a paper about our trichinella species. Well, this I think is what is important there, that in this paper I showed IRAS and others 2010, Trichinella nativa was the most common species, followed by Trichinella spiralis and Trichinella britovi. But then later on, 2018, this paper by Antti and others found Trichinella nativa to be highly prevalent, followed by Trichinella britovi. Spiralis was virtually absent. And our conclusion was that it was spillover from a domestic cycle that caused those Trichinella spiralis positives in wildlife. But what happens then? I have shown this figure before. It's Trichinella nativa in raccoon dog muscle. We see them occasionally. It's very good, even with my eyes, which have never been very good, but they haven't gotten better. It's easy to see them with my glasses on. But Trichinella nativa in Estonia was considered to be a northern species, and there was thought that there would be a barrier of January minus 4 degrees isotherm, so that Trichinella nativa would not, in Estonian conditions, be able to survive or to thrive when winters are warm. Climate is changing, but however, in Finland, about 30% of wild animals, wild carnivores we examine, they are trichinella infected. About 90 or 95% of them are infected by trichinella nativa. So I was wrong. Spiralis infections in wildlife, they were not indicative of spiralis being established in wildlife in Finland. Vita brevis trichinella spiralis. And climate is changing. This is my summer cottage or holiday home during Easter. And maybe I should work with something I really can in the future. Grazie mille.
Thank you, Antti, for your always funny and moving presentation, which we is now open for discussion. Anybody wants to comment or ask a question to Antti? Yes, please.
One question. Was it Ford or Lamborghini, this tractor?
No, neither. It was Volvo BM Booster. That is the very, 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 very finest one you could think about in Finland during the 1960s. We knew nothing about Lamborghinis or Ferrari tractors.
Antti, could you observe trichinellosis in beaver? And if yes, how would you explain the trichinellosis in beavers as in herbivores?
Well, we haven't found in Finland, but I know in Poland and in Lithuania they have been found. And herbivores, I think they are not devoted vegans. We classify them as herbivores, and we say they eat plants. That's why they don't get infected. But I know reindeer eat fish in Siberia, I have seen, and they eat eggs in Svalbard, and they eat rodents in Norway. And Robert Raus, during the 1950s, he examined snowshoe hares in Alaska. He found 3% of them trichinella infected. And snowshoe hares, they are known to be cannibalistic. Maybe beavers, maybe they eat carcasses. I don't know why and for what purpose, but that's the only explanation I can find. But we should be aware of lagomorphs, that they can have quite high prevalence.
Any more questions? If not, thank you so much, Antti. We move on with the program.